I'm not just selling jewelry. I'm selling you a story of these artisans, and I'm showing you the lives that you're changing by supporting them. And that makes women feel good, as it should.
Welcome to Cultivating the Lovely. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa. You can find out more about the podcast at cultivatingthelovely.com, in our Yellow Brick Road membership community at patreon.com/cultivatingthelovely, and in our Facebook group. I would also love to connect with you on Instagram, where you can find me at Mackenzie Coppa. That's MackenzieKoppa. Ladies, this week on the podcast, I have the absolute pleasure of having an in-real-life friend who is also my daughter's preschool teacher this past year on the show. Her name is Jen Trainer, and we're going to be talking about real life, priorities, how sometimes you have to let things go, and how to make sure you know you're doing what's right for you, and also a business that has allowed her to have a greater impact in the world and really have purpose behind doing her business, which I think is really refreshing. So I'm so excited to have her on the show today, and be sure you stay until the end of this episode in order to get all the details to find out about the special event we are hosting this Friday evening. We are going to be doing it live on Instagram and Facebook, showing some of the beautiful jewelry that Jen is selling, along with learning about the opportunity to support artisans all over the world. But before we get there, I want to mention something that's happening in Patreon right now, you guys. You probably heard that short little episode that I released on the podcast a few days ago, but we are having a special event going on all through August in the Patreon community. We are getting together every morning in a Facebook Live in our private group and working through a plan to make sure that we are the most prepared for back to school this year. Whether you are a homeschooler or a traditional schooler, things are coming quickly. And if you join us on Patreon, you can start out at the $3 level if that's all that you want to do, and you would still be able to be there for all of our lives. We are working step by step through the process of meal planning, your calendar, routines, making sure that you've figured out how you can take care of yourself once the craziness of the school year hits, and much more. So come over and join us, be a part of the community, get the accountability, and even start getting up a little bit earlier in the morning to get yourself back into that rhythm of what it takes to get through the school year. I would love to have you join us. We have such a great group of ladies, so just come over to patreon.com/cultivatingthelovely to get all of the details. And in fact, the loveliest level members also have the opportunity in the month of August to get to schedule a one-on-one meeting with me where they will get to have all of their questions answered or just help brainstorming things, whatever it is you particularly need, whether it's about back to school or fashion things or skincare, whatever it is that you are specifically wanting a little extra guidance with, I can't wait to be able to meet with you on a Zoom call. So lots of fun things happening in August. Please come join us. Just again, go to patreon.com/cultivatingthelovely. But for now, let's get on with this episode with Jen Trainer. Welcome, Jen.
Hey, thanks for having me.
I am so excited to have you on the show today because we kind of got to know each other throughout last year. Jen happened to be my daughter's preschool teacher, and yes, she was wonderful. And
oh,
my daughter, you really were. And Ellie absolutely loved being in your class. It was such a like safe little space for her to be in, and she had so much fun.
Oh, thanks. I loved having her. I love that sweet girl.
She is a spitfire, but you know she what? Is. Yeah. I still get new stories about preschool like all the time.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I'll have to share with you later.
Please but, do.
Yeah. But it's super fun. And Jen is just such a sweet spirit, and she was so great with kids in a way that I don't know how preschool teachers do it, honestly. Like I would have lost my mind in the first month. So I have so much admiration for you and the ability to have done that. But also, I had Jessica Honegger on the show last winter, and so she's with Noonday Collection. She's the founder, and Jen is, you're an ambassador. That's what you're called, right?
Yes.
Okay. So she's like in the field working the thing, and I thought it would be fun to kind of get her perspective on things. Plus, she's just a great lady, and she's super fun, and I know her in real life. So I always like having those women on the show who I actually know, because I think it gives a little different feel to the show. So hopefully that's what you guys will get out of it today. And I also want to say, okay, so obviously we're talking about an MLM, we're talking about Jen's business. We are not here just like trying to get you to buy things. I really just want you to hear the story. But if you are interested at the end of the show, we will definitely have opportunities for you to be able to support this company or support Jen or find out more about it or just get, you know, fancy jewelry that you like.
Yeah. But
that's not the purpose of this. So I just want everybody to know that right off the bat. There's no pressure. I just think it's going to be really fun to hear about. There you go. There's my disclaimer.
There you go.
All right. So Jen, will you just like tell me about your story?
Yeah. Okay. So how I got started with Noonday. I heard about Noonday when I was living in Kansas. Noonday started in Austin, Texas. And so it had worked its way up to Kansas. And this was probably 5-6 years ago that I heard about it. Loved the mission, loved everything about it. My friend was an ambassador there. And what really hit me was when she talked about how many orphans there were in Africa. I mean, we're talking in just Ethiopia alone, there are like 4 million orphans.
That's so crazy.
Devastating numbers. And when I heard all of that, I was like, how can I hear that and know that there are these problems going on in the world and not do something? Mm-hmm. And it was very evident that Noonday was doing something about it.
Yeah.
So I supported my friend. I did trunk shows for her. But it wasn't until I moved back to Spokane 3 years ago that I was like, you know what? Women here in Spokane do not know about Noonday, and that's not okay.
Hmm.
And so this kind of thing is not normally my jam. My sister, my family were shocked when I said I wanted to start selling Noonday. But it just felt so right to join this amazing company and to spread the word and to advocate for these artisans and their families. So I jumped on board and I've loved every day of it since.
I think that's a big difference between an MLM like Noonday and just your average MLM. I mean, multi-level marketing company, if people don't know what I'm talking about. Because I think a lot of the women get involved with it because of the mission, it seems like.
Uh-huh. Oh, absolutely.
Which is such a different place than like just wanting to sell for the sake of selling, but actually like not only loving the product, but loving what it's doing in other countries.
Absolutely. I don't know if I would be doing, and I have nothing against MLMs at all.
Sure.
Like this isn't normally my jam. I wouldn't normally do something like this. But when I see the faces of the artisans and I see the faces of their children, that's where I'm like, this is different.
Yeah.
And I want to help those mamas out and I want to keep those kids home with their parents.
Will you talk about like what it is Noonday does to like help these people?
Yeah. Okay. So we are a registered fair trade company, also B Corp certified. And we partner now with 150 artisan groups in 30 different countries.
That's amazing.
We've added 3 partnerships to the fall line that's launching here soon. But our focus is to really partner long-term with these artisans so that they have reliable, sustainable income at fair trade wages and dignified and safe work. And that just provides them the opportunity to end the poverty cycle in their families and then ultimately in their communities, because the more Noonday is supported, the more people that our artisan entrepreneurs get to hire. Mm-hmm. And that's the more people in the communities that have those jobs, and communities are just completely transformed by this work.
That's awesome. It's such a like direct path to helping people really get out of the place that their families have probably been in for generations.
Absolutely. Well, that's, what I appreciate so much is they don't want a handout. They don't want charity. And while those things are good and necessary at some points, they're temporary.
Yeah.
It's not sustainable. And so they need something that they can rely on. And that's where jobs come in, and that reliable jobs come in, and safe jobs. And that's how Noonday gets involved. And I just love it.
And they offer like all kinds of different products now, right?
Oh yeah. I mean, we go everywhere from, we're accessories, bags, scarves, rings, amazing leather bags, gorgeous earrings, like the best earrings you're going to see.
Yes. They're my favorite.
They're so good. But it was, there's also, since we work in 30 different countries, you see the different techniques and the different resources that each country uses.
Yeah.
And it's so incredible to see the difference in the pieces. And it's just shocking when you find out what the material is. Some of our pieces are made out of tree seeds.
Wow.
And just that's what's available for our artisans in Ecuador. And they're so resourceful.
Yeah.
And so you see a lot of things like that. We have marble out of Vietnam. We have water buffalo horn. it's just really incredible to see the craft that they've been passing down from generation to generation.
Yeah. I think that's so interesting when you look too, it's like the resources, but also just like you get this flavor of different styles from all over the world.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and yes, totally. It's so fun.
Yeah. And you, I mean, you do such a good job of wearing like these bold statement pieces.
Oh, thank you. That is, you know what? Women can wear bold pieces. I get told all the time by women, oh, I don't know if I can pull that off. And I'm like, girl, if you can put it on, you can wear it. You can pull it off.
Yeah.
If you love it, wear it, own it, and enjoy.
I think that's the key, is the owning it.
Yes.
If you wear it and you're like, oh, you're kind of like apologetic for wearing it, then it doesn't come off correctly. And okay, so I love that we're talking about this because, you know, we're heading into this rebrand. I don't even know if you know about that. We're rebranding Cultivating Lovely. I'm launching a YouTube channel. And yay. Yeah, I know. So, and I'm talking more about like beauty and self-care and that kind of thing with this YouTube channel. And I think that's so important. You know, we're going to be talking about fashion and accessorizing and like just feeling good about the way that you present yourself to the world. And sometimes I think that moms especially get stuck in this rut of wearing just whatever they can find and put on in the morning. And they end up not feeling, one, good about the way that they're presenting themselves to the world, but don't feel like they have the energy or the know-how to do anything different. And I think that a lot of women just don't even know what their style is.
Yes.
And they have to figure that out. And I think sometimes taking some risks and wearing a bold statement piece or something like that, you end up figuring out like, oh, this is me, this isn't me. But you're never going to know unless you try.
Exactly. And that's one thing I love to do is I do love to help women figure that all out. And I do love to encourage women to try new things because they'll always say, oh, well, you know, I love your earrings. Or I'm like, oh, thanks. You know, tell them about it. And they're like, oh, I always just grab whatever I have laying around.
Yeah.
Well, I just had these laying around.
Yeah.
Like, you just have to have stuff that you love.
Yeah.
Things that you love and that make you feel beautiful and that have a story.
Yes.
So easy. And you don't have to make it hard. It's literally, if the things that are in your closet or in your jewelry box or however you store it is stuff that you love and represents your style and your personality, it's very easy.
Yeah. It's just having those things. It's like picking out those pieces that you actually like. It's better than going and buying, you know, a thing with 8 different earrings on it, Target or whatever, that you might end up wearing, but you just needed something. Or finding like those couple really great pieces that you can come back to over and over again, and they really become a part of your personal style.
Exactly.
Ladies, you know by now that I am in love with great skincare routines and great skincare products. And one of my very favorite lines is honestly BioClarity. It is a clean and green skincare brand that has products that just work. I love that I can trust them. I know that I don't have to be afraid of anything that I'm putting on my face. It's just good for you stuff. It's like what healthy eating does for your body, BioClarity does for your face. Their skincare line offers easy-to-use routines with good-for-you ingredients that will give you great skin. I personally have been using their Essentials routine for quite a while now, and I absolutely love it. Their 3-step regimen is packed full of detoxifying and calming nutrients, antioxidants, and a super special ingredient, this is my favorite, Floralux, made from the chlorophyll from plants. You can only find Floralux in BioClarity. I use it twice a day. I use it every single morning and every single night. It's this deep green color that you slather all over your face. It's literally like a smoothie for your face. And it just helps with that hyperpigmentation and different things, helps to smooth out my skin and nurture it, hydrate and restore it. I absolutely love it. It just helps me to have great skin tone and texture and a healthy glow. I've noticed after long-term use of this product specifically that my skin has a lot less dry patches. I have combination skin, and I think it's kind of just even things out for the most part, and I really do think that my skin tone has improved. Their products are 100% vegan, cruelty-free, paraben-free, sulfate-free, and artificial fragrance-free, so you really know you can trust them, and they have a 100% risk-free money-back guarantee. So you too can get healthier, more radiant skin by going to BioClarity.com, and right now for my listeners, you will save 40% on skincare routines, plus an additional 15% off everything on their website. That's an incredible deal. But you need to enter my code LOVELY at checkout. So go to bioclarity.com and get 40% off skincare routines, plus an additional 15% off everything on their website, and use my code LOVELY at checkout. I know you're going to love it. So you, I mean, you get the fun end of the job because you have access to all these different things. So do you find yourself like rotating out what you're wearing? Like, are you strategic about even what you're wearing on a daily basis?
I think like most women, I have my favorites.
Yeah.
So I have certain earrings that I just absolutely love, and I wear those more often than I wear others. But it depends on my mood. It depends on what I'm wearing. And obviously what I'm doing. So I do, I have a sick amount of jewelry. I love it so much. And I love to layer the pieces. So
yeah,
it's just fun to go through all of it. It's fun to pick out a way to showcase how I'm feeling that day.
And have you always been like that? Or is that something that you learned as you were a Noonday ambassador?
I learned as a Noonday ambassador. I will become 100% completely honest. Before Noonday, I did not wear a lot of jewelry.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it was. And that's just one of those things. That's why when I told my family I was going to be an ambassador, they're like, what? I didn't wear a ton. I was probably considered relatively simple.
Mm-hmm.
But when I heard the story, I wanted to support the company. And then when I bought pieces that I specifically chose for certain reasons and that I loved, I wore them.
Mm-hmm.
And I was proud to wear them. And so then I started kind of, like you said, kind of experimenting with different styles and what I liked. And I really just built on from that. Honestly, before I even became a Noonday ambassador, the majority of jewelry that I wore was from Noonday.
Okay.
Because it was, I started buying it when my friend became an ambassador. I had a few pieces, pretty much all Noonday that I wore. And then when I became an ambassador, that's when I really started wearing jewelry regularly.
That's so interesting to me that it's not like something that you already did, but also you do such a good job of like styling the pieces and wearing, I almost was going to say like an obscene amount of jewelry, but that's not it. Because like, but it's like when you, if I really sat and studied a photograph, it's like, oh, she's got on all these different pieces,
mm-hmm.
but they work. And I think it's so hard for women to figure out how to wear multiple different things and have it all work and not look overkill.
Yes. And that's, I mean, even there's still some days where I'm like, shoot, is this okay? I don't know. But I will tell you the Noonday community is amazing. And we have a fantastic thing with Instagram where I can search how other ambassadors are styling pieces.
Mm.
And it's incredible. And they take amazing photos and all that. So I have, I don't, kind of a cheat sheet almost. That's accessible to anybody. And that's the best part. So if you ever have questions about styling, hashtag Noonday style, and you're going to see a ton of stuff.
Yeah, that's so helpful. And it's such a thing, a resource. I mean, I think a lot of times we turn to like Pinterest when we're trying to figure things out, but Instagram has become such a resource for helping us to figure out our style and what looks good together. And I think sometimes we don't realize like what a resource just a hashtag can be.
Oh my word. It is crazy things that you can find on Instagram these days.
Yeah. So you've learned to style the stuff, you wanted to get involved, but what has it actually looked like? What has been the process and all of that for you to be an ambassador?
It's been an incredible journey. I will say that I was terrified when I started, of course. I had no idea what this journey was going to look like. I just knew that women in Spokane didn't know about Noonday and I wanted to change that.
Mm-hmm.
And I thankfully have amazing family and friends and an amazing community in Spokane, and they really have embraced Noonday's mission and my business. And I thankfully have been able to be successful and just truly learned a lot about myself. It's given me more confidence. It's helped me to embrace who I am as a person more. Mm-hmm. I used to want to shy away because I can be a little more outgoing and I can be a little loud. And then sometimes I can be a little sarcastic and all those things.
Which is why you were the perfect fit to be my daughter's preschool teacher.
So I was afraid to sometimes show those things, but yeah. I've just really learned that all those things are okay. And it helps me in my business because people want to know who you are. They don't want to see the side of you. They want to know the genuine you. And it's just really forced me to figure out who that is.
Mm-hmm.
And Noonday community is absolutely incredible. I've made some of the best friends. So crazy supportive, so loving, so fun. And I've met so many amazing people just doing trunk shows. Like, some of the best people I know now in Spokane are people that I have met via Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Or at a trunk show.
That's awesome.
And it's just incredible the doors that are open when you put yourself out there.
Yeah.
You push yourself.
Yeah.
Go scared, as Jessica Honecker would call it.
Yeah, yeah, totally. So when you started your business and you were just back in Spokane, so you're having to like remake connections and that sort of thing anyway, what was that process like for you? How did you do that?
You know, I expected to come back to Spokane and just have it be like I never moved away. Granted, I lived in Kansas for 12 years, so a super realistic expectation.
Yeah.
So I came back and realized it's like moving to almost a whole brand new city again.
Yeah.
And obviously I have my sister lives here. So she had some friends and I had some friends that I've known my whole life. And so all I did is I just hosted something at my house and I told everybody about what I was doing and they were all so crazy supportive of me. And so many of those people booked trunk shows that from there it just spread.
That's awesome. Were you the only ambassador in town also?
No, at that time, no. We had a couple others in Spokane. One moved away. Her husband's in the Air Force, so she moved away. And then one, she's a dear friend of mine. She has a son in Haiti, from Haiti, that she adopted. And she really just needed to focus on him, so she stepped away.
Okay.
So at this point, there is me and two other ambassadors in Spokane. Both of them are on my team, and it is a huge marketplace.
Yeah.
So there's just me and two other girls that I have the privilege of working with in Spokane. We have some in the surrounding areas, but Spokane.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure that helps. It's like, I've done MLMs before where you get into it because, oh, it's the hot thing now. And then that's when everybody gets into it and everybody's bombarded with it. And there's just no way that you can be successful.
It does. Yeah. And I think that maybe, you know, probably one reason that I've been able to be successful is the market here definitely is not saturated.
Yeah.
With the ambassadors.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So, yeah.
Very helpful.
Ladies, supplements have become a really important part of my wellness routine. I think a lot of us are lacking things in our system that if we just had a little extra boost of, we would all around feel so much better. Care Of is one of my very favorite brands to get supplements from. It's a subscription service that delivers vitamins and supplements customized to your specific health needs. You take a short quiz and answer the questions about your diet, lifestyle, fitness, and health goals, and Care Of puts together a personalized plan just for you. Personally, I love that by taking the online quiz, which was super simple, it only took about 5 minutes, they were really able to target that I needed a lot to help me with all of the stress that I have been enduring. And they specifically suggested vitamins and supplements that were going to help me overcome this time of my life. And I have truly found them to be so helpful. And aside from the vitamins and supplements themselves being really beneficial, I mean, I actually notice on the days that I haven't taken my supplements, I also really appreciate that they help my stress level by making things really easy because each of my day's vitamins are in their own individual supplemental pack, all customized to my recommendations. So I'm only taking what I need. I can grab them on the go really quickly, and I kind of love that they have my name on them. They're just super fun and simple, which I need at this point in my life. And I also appreciate that they're a company that I can trust. Care Of makes sure that what you're putting into your body comes from the best sources, backed by honest guidance and transparency, all available on their website. And I really love that Care Of now offers protein powders also. They're available in individual packets, just like their vitamins and supplements for on the go, and also in tubs, all personalized to your fitness goals and dietary preferences. And the individually wrapped vitamin packets are now made from compostable plant-based film that meet the same safety standards. So your vitamins are kept fresh while now being better for the environment. And you can learn more about the compostable packs and how to compost them on Care Of's website. They even have vegan and vegetarian supplement options available to match your specific dietary needs and ensure you're getting the nutrients you need for those specific diets. So if you want a supplemental routine that is completely customized to you and easy for that on-the-go lifestyle, then you can get 25% off your first Care Of order by going to takecareof.com and entering the code LOVELY. Again, that's 25% off your first Care Of order. Just go to takecareof.com and enter the code LOVELY at checkout. So what does it look like on just like your schedule? What
What do you do day in and day out? What do the shows look like for you? How often do you book trunk shows? What is that like for you?
I like to do 2 to 4 trunk shows a month.
Okay.
And it also depends on the month, like month of August, our launch month, I'm going to probably have about 6 trunk shows. And those are so fun. That's, you know, all that is a lady gathers her friends. She puts out some food. It could be just as simple as cupcakes, whatever is your jam, whatever you want to do. Mm-hmm. Pop some champagne or do tea, whatever again.
Yeah.
You want to do. And I just come and I set up and we hang out and you try on jewelry and I get to share the story of Noonday. And then the guests get to shop and support the mission. And it's so much fun. It's so relaxing. And I truly enjoy it. I thrive now on meeting new people.
That's fun.
It is so fun. So day to day, I just, you know, I'm following up with my hostesses. I am trying to be better about my social media presence.
Aren't we all?
Aren't we all? I am so bad at it. But and just making sure, like, I'm touching base with the people that I need to be touched base with. But it's not something that takes up a ton of my time each day. I don't even necessarily do Noonday every day.
Yeah. But it's grown to a place where, like, you got to go on a trip with them last year.
I did. So because of my amazing family and friends' support in the community, I got to go to Guatemala last October and meet our artisans there. I met 4 different artisan groups, and it was life-changing, 100%,
oh, I bet,
to see in person the work that Noonday is doing and to meet the artisans who are impacted by the work and to hear their words and how appreciative they are of Noonday and the ambassadors and the customers.
Yeah.
They so appreciate anybody who supports their work because they're crazy talented.
Yeah.
They just don't have a marketplace to live. And it's a shame to see that talent not be recognized.
Yeah, so absolutely.
It was incredible to see them and to meet them and to hear the stories and just be in their presence and appreciate what they do.
Yeah.
And the cut is absolutely beautiful.
That's so cool because they're making the stuff and they're sending it out, but they probably don't get a lot of feedback about what they're creating.
They don't, because, you know, obviously here we're the ones wearing it and we have Instagram and all those crazy things that we can go online and I can see every other ambassador wearing it. I can see customers wearing the pieces, but they don't really have access to that.
Yeah.
They are. And so to be able to go tell them, to show them pictures.
Yeah.
Pictures of our customers wearing their pieces. We got to tell them the bracelet that you make is my customer's favorite bracelet. That is what I sell the most of. Like the smiles on their faces.
Yeah.
So much.
Oh, I bet.
What they do and to know that they are appreciated just things for them. And I just, if I can do that for anybody, like I will do Noonday till the day I die.
That's awesome.
It brings a smile to those artisan faces and it keeps those kiddos home with their moms. Like that is all that matters to me.
That's so amazing to not only be providing them with the income and the support in that way, but then for them to like take it that one step farther of getting to see the impact that it's making. And I think that gives a different level of validation to their work.
Absolutely.
So how many people were on the trip that you took?
So we were originally supposed to go in June of last year. But Mount Fuego erupted.
Oh.
Yeah. So it wasn't safe for us to be there at that time. So they postponed our trip to October. So there's originally supposed to be more of us on the trip. And I think there were going to be 22 ambassadors, between 22 and 25 ambassadors, plus 2 to 3 home office people with us. So when we went in October, there were 17 of us ambassadors.
Okay.
And 3 people from our home office team who are incredible. And we just had so much fun. We shopped. We shut down one of the restaurant bars dancing. It was so much fun. And these people are so incredible. And the sisterhood that is created on these trips is not something you will find anywhere else.
Yeah, it really seems like Noonday does such a good job of supporting not only the artisans, but you guys as the ambassadors.
We are, like, obviously the artisans are the top priority because that's what we are all doing this for.
Yeah.
But oh my word, our home office team, like they are so supportive of us ambassadors. They so badly want to see us succeed. They so badly want us to know that we're appreciated, and they do go out of their way to make it known.
Yeah, that's awesome. That I think that they, I mean, just from reading Jessica's book and everything, it was like everybody has value and everybody should be supporting each other. It just seems like such a positive environment to be working in.
Oh, it is. I wouldn't do this with probably anybody else.
That's awesome. So, you know, so many women try these MLMs and they fail. I mean, other than you like having the motivation and the drive to be doing it because of the impact that the company is making and having, you know, a big market where you live, do you think there are any other things that have been key to your success with Noonday?
Yeah. I mean, I think part of it is obviously I have amazing family and friends who wanted to support me. I think Noonday Home Office does such a good job of giving new ambassadors resources and opportunities to learn that really sets them up to be successful. The ambassador community, again, is so supportive, so encouraging, so helpful that, I mean, if you have any question, you have any problem, you have so many women who are like, hey, we've either been in the same road or, hey, what are you on the same road? Why don't you try this? There are just so many different resources for new ambassadors, but also just being authentic as to why you're doing Noonday.
Yeah.
I think when people hear the story and why you are doing what you're doing, people connect to that.
Yeah.
And women hear that. And women, I feel like by nature, we want to be part of something bigger.
Yeah.
We want to be in a sisterhood. We want to have our tribe. And when you can be authentic about these kind of things and you can see the difference that you're making in the world, women are drawn to that.
Yeah.
It's not just your typical MLM. I'm not just selling jewelry. I'm selling you this story of these artisans, and I'm showing you the lives that you're changing by supporting them. And that makes women feel good, as it should.
Yeah, I agree. And I think there is that need, especially in our culture where things are shifting. And I think that the narrative is starting to be a little bit more okay with women going beyond the four walls of their home. Mm-hmm. And not that if that's all you're doing, that's not enough, because it absolutely is.
It is.
In there. But I think there is this need in a lot of us to want to do something more, or to have a greater impact, or be involved with something, or definitely, like, I know, I think this is definitely something for all women, regardless of what you're doing, is that wanting to be a part of a tribe and having community and those things to connect over. I think that is, we are at a deficit for that more than at any other point in history. And I think that longing is so there. And so when you're able to connect over something like this, where you feel like you're having a bigger impact, that can definitely be very compelling for women.
Absolutely. It does. It gives you a community to be a part of. It gives you a feeling of purpose. And it just feels good to be around the girls.
Yeah, totally. That's so fun. So, but you're not just a part of, you know, Noonday. You're also a homeschooling mom, and you were my daughter's preschool teacher, although we were just chatting, and you've decided to not do that this coming year. Do you want to talk about that decision a little bit? Because I think that's an important thing too. We're just talking about how, like, women want to do something more, but then you also have to, like, be reasonable in that. Would you talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So yes, I did all those things last year. First year homeschooling, first year teaching preschool and doing Noonday. And while I absolutely loved all the different pieces, all of it together was very hard, and I couldn't do it all well.
Yeah.
I love the school where I was teaching at. My kids have gone there. My daughter's going to continue to go there. And bless their hearts, when they asked me to be a preschool teacher, I was like, what? But I absolutely loved it. And I love playing with those kiddos. And I made my preschool teaching the focus, as it, I feel like it should have been. If somebody's going to bring me in and pay me, I need to work hard and put my time and effort into that. And I loved every minute of it. But my poor son, who was in kindergarten, I feel like he kind of got the short end of the stick a little bit with homeschooling, because I am not the most organized person, and I don't necessarily do things the most efficiently. That's not my gifting. I can 100% own up to that. And so you have to be incredibly organized to do all these things. So yeah. Of course, I like got a little bit of the short end of the stick, and my noonday business did too. I mean, thankfully I was still able to be successful, but I wasn't able to focus as much on it as I would like.
Sure.
And so when the school asked me if I was going to come back, I had to tell him no, as badly as I wanted to. I really was going to try to make it work with my son's homeschooling schedule. And I just felt like God was like, girl, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to do everything.
Yeah.
And so I had to step back and say, what do I love to do? Well, obviously, homeschooling my son, I really felt like God was saying, this is what I want you to do. You do need to do this. And said, okay, well, that's then not an option. I have to do that. So that's between preschool teaching and noonday. And I cannot say no to noonday. I can't.
Yeah.
So I had to tell the school, as much as I love them, I will sub for them. But I had to step down as a priest, an actual teacher.
Yeah. But I think that's so wise at recognizing the amount of bandwidth that you have in your life. And because there can be so many great things that we want to commit to, but realizing that, like, just right now might not be the right time for those things, or, you know, and being willing, once you've done it for a year or two, it could be really easy to just, well, I'm here, I just got to keep going, and completely burn yourself out. But recognizing what you were capable of, I think, is so wise and admirable.
Oh, well, thank you. It's definitely like when I was just relying on myself, I was trying to throw myself into all of it. So
yeah,
I can't take credit for any of that. God very much was very gracious and kind of reminded me, like, hey,
yeah,
do you remember how crazy this last year was when you put yourself into everything? And I had to say, okay, you're right.
Yeah.
We want to do it all. I guess
we do.
Say we can do it all, and look what I can do. But oh my word, ladies, don't stress yourself out. Like, you don't have to do it all.
Yeah.
Do the things that you love
and
focus on those things.
Yeah. Really, so just pour into them. Yeah. I think that's very wise for you to do that. So bravo.
Thank you.
Yeah. Temperature is personal. Everyone's idea of comfortable is unique. Most public places heat or cool spaces aiming for a temperature that is comfortable for only 80% of the population, leaving many people, including myself, thermally underserved. I tend to run cold almost all the time. And not feeling thermally comfortable can contribute to lost productivity, increased stress levels, I don't need any more of those, and can be mentally exhausting. Well, if you struggle with that ever, then you just might like Ember Wave. It's a little bracelet that you wear on your wrist because that's one of your most sensitive areas to temperature, and it will either heat or cool you from that area based on an app on your phone. You can set the exact temperature that you want it to go to, and it cycles in waves on your wrist to be able to help you either cool down or heat up. I absolutely love mine. It's especially been really helpful when I have been recording in my hot little studio this summer and have needed to actually be able to cool down. Usually I'm wanting to heat up, but then when I get in the house and it's a little bit chillier and I want to warm myself up a little bit, I can really easily just switch it over to warming myself. Ember Wave is not a medical device for those with medical conditions related to temperature, but Ember Wave can help remedy bursts of temperature extremes or other uncomfortable sensations like I've experienced. Ember Wave is there when you need relief most. All you do is press that Ember Wave for a burst of heating or cooling, and then the sensation pairs with your body and mind to make you feel more comfortable in a matter of minutes. There are so many different places where this can come in handy, whether it's an air-conditioned office, restaurant, airplane, after a workout, malls, in the car, crowded public areas, you name it. If you're uncomfortable, then the Ember Wave can help. Plus, it also has a fall asleep mode that can help you maintain a comfortable temperature as you drift off to sleep, which I think is really smart. Ember Wave was named one of Time Magazine's best inventions of 2018 and has been reviewed by a number of leading technical publications. And Ember Wave was invented by 3 MIT scientists who saw a need for this in the market. So head to emberwave.com and save $50 with the code LOVELY at checkout and get your own Ember Wave today. Again, you can get $50 off your own Ember Wave at emberwave.com by just using the code LOVELY at checkout. So what does a typical day look like for you now?
Well, now that it's summer,
yeah,
I like to keep my summers pretty chill and pretty relaxed. So yeah. I have a 6-year-old and a 4-year-old, and we were just up at Mount Spokane this morning hiking, and my sister owns a business. I'm doing a photo shoot with her this evening.
Fun.
And I have some sample sale stuff that I do work on this afternoon. So again, I always throw a new date in there. And typically most days I'm following up with hostesses or trying to book trunk shows or posting on social media or whatever the things are that I want to accomplish that week. But I like to keep summers pretty relaxed. So yeah. August will be a busy month for me. I'm gearing up for a busy month, but it's a fun month with the line launch. So I don't really care. It's always fun. It's worth the extra crazy.
Do they do that every quarter? Is there a new line?
So we launch a new line 2 times a year. We do fall and winter comes out in August, and then spring summer comes out in February.
Okay. That
and
makes
some
sense.
We'll throw in little capsules. Like we usually do a Christmas or holiday capsule where we have Christmas ornaments and giftables. And then we just for the first time launched a summer capsule this last year with cute, well, I guess wasn't summer, it was a travel capsule with cute little travel things.
Oh, fun.
Guatemala worked on.
Very cool. That's a fun idea.
It was fun and it was successful. So we might do it again.
Well, and that's nice though that the big reveals are just twice a year, because that could get really exhausting.
And I'm sure they know that. And that's why they only do it twice a year, because it does. I mean, August and February and Christmas are exhaust. So August is a tiring month. November, December is a tiring month. And then February. But again, like, why am I doing it? I'm doing it for the artisans. So if I have to have a crazy week month that I'm exhausted by the end of it, that's fine. Their average day is something so much harder than any normal average day for me. So I will happily do it for them.
That's awesome. Now, do you do online shows?
I do. Thankfully, they launched that last summer, the opportunity to start doing online trunk shows. And those are super fun, really easy. I don't know if people have done online parties before. They kind of know the idea. But all it is we set a time. And usually after, like, your kids go to bed.
Yeah.
So you can just sit on the couch. And I hop on. I do a quick live, tell you about Noonday, show you some of the pieces. And people who, if they have seen something in the catalog that they would like me to show them, I can do that and I can answer questions, and it's a little more of an interactive time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just post a ton and I, do a giveaway for free shipping and all those fun things. So it's an easy way to do it if either you're not local.
Yeah.
Or
you have like a podcast.
Or you have a podcast.
Yeah. So ladies, I am planning on doing an online show with Jen, just to let you know, Jen. So so I'm hoping that the week that this goes live is also, we are going to organize to have that. So I will announce that at the end of this podcast in like the afterword, the end notes. I will talk about when exactly that is going to be planned for, so you guys can all show up there, hear more about Noonday, and actually see some of the pieces. And we'll have links, of course, to Jen and all the ways that you can find her and find Noonday and all of that. But just so you know, that's going to be going on hopefully this week that this podcast goes out. So listen till the very end so you have all the details.
Yes. Oh, that'll be so fun.
Yeah, I think it'll be really good. Okay, so what is some way that you are currently cultivating loveliness in your life?
I, for the first time, have started gardening.
You've had a lot of pictures about this.
I have loved every minute of it.
That is so fun.
Just taught me to slow down a little bit and just appreciate, it sounds so cliche, but the simpler thing.
Yeah.
And just going out while my kids are playing on the swing set and going to the garden and just sitting there and enjoying it and tending to it. It just makes me happy and it just feels my spirit. And I've really been enjoying that. So that's probably it.
That's really good. I like that. That's fun. New thing. And your sister has a business that makes aprons or something.
My sister, the Rue Gardening Apron, shout out. yes, it's a gardening apron. She's amazing. If you all like gardening, you should check her out, because she knows so much more than I probably ever will. I do get a lot of tips from my sister and I appreciate that.
That's awesome. Yeah. You can see cute pictures of Jen in one of her aprons. You have them on your Instagram, right? It wasn't just in your stories. I think it was in your feed.
Yeah. I did have a picture of me wearing my sister's shirt.
Okay. Yeah. So you guys can go check out what those are like. That is really, that's a great, lovely thing. I am just managing to keep my plants alive. nothing extravagant, but they're there and they're currently making it. So
that's a win.
Yes. Vern the Fern is doing okay. I don't know if he's thriving, but he's doing okay. But I think that my thing that I am doing to cultivate loveliness is, you know, it's been some really rough stretches this summer that have been very discouraging and disheartening. And I'm kind of like mastering the art of distracting myself from life. So whether it's distracting myself by really pouring into work and trying to do a lot there, or like this past weekend where I knew my kids were going to be gone and I was not handling it very well. I knew that I wasn't going to be able to work because I was just too overwhelmed by that. And so I made like specific goals to get myself out of the house, because I could very easily just like descend into the depths and lay in my bed and not see the light of day. And so like I gave myself that little window to be able to do that and just be sad. But then I made plans like for the afternoon, like, okay, I'm going to get up, I'm going to get showered, I'm going to go to a movie with a friend, I'm going to, you know, return some things that I needed to return to stores. And then even like I made a plan when I get home, I'm going to do this and that. And like giving myself the plan of what to do and kind of doing that, like the next right thing process has really just helped me to be able to cope and level out my emotions, you know, especially getting out of the house. Yesterday, I was just like, I made back-to-back plans all day long, like for just keeping myself busy and keeping myself around other people, because it can be really easy for me to just be like, no, I'm just going to be alone and wallow. But getting out and being around people, going, you know, shopping with my mom, and I'm like a friend. I have such an amazing community of ladies too, who knew like, okay, this is going to be a hard time for me, that, you know, my friend this morning, she messaged me and said, okay, we got to do something today to get you out of the house. So you want to come do a walk with me, or like, what do you want to do? You got to get out of the house. And I'm just so grateful for that community of women who like recognize that I needed that extra bolstering this week and are forcing me to not wallow. And that's just priceless. Yeah.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Yeah. So that's my lovely thing right now. All right. Are you ready for my stock questions?
I'm ready.
Okay. Candles or essential oil diffuser?
Essential oil diffuser.
All right. Cloth napkins or paper?
I would love to say that I use cloth, but don't napkin. And okay. I actually don't use napkins. I use paper towels.
Amen. Yes. Okay. City or country?
Oh, shoot. That's hard. I would love to live in a place that feels like the country, but it's close to the city.
Okay. Sounds good. Paper or digital?
Reading books. It's got to be paper.
Okay. Shopping. Would you rather do it online or in the store?
I feel like that one's hard because I have to try stuff on a lot of times.
Yeah.
But in the real world, it would all be typically online because I get overwhelmed in the stores.
Okay. But yet you host things where people have to shop in person.
But okay. I would say like places like Target, smaller stores, I'm okay with. But if you send me to like Nordstrom or Nordstrom Rack, where you have to like go through all the racks to find the stuff.
Yes.
That's where I'm like, I have to go typically with like with my sisters who are really good at that. And I just kind of follow along.
Yeah.
And do what they do.
I totally get that. Like a place like TJ Maxx, as far as clothes go, like the other aisles I'm okay with, but clothes, it's like, how am I supposed to even know what's here or what to find? It just overwhelms me.
I can't handle it. So
yeah. Okay. It's 4 o'clock or whatever time you're making dinner and you need a mental break. Do you listen to a podcast or music?
I know. I love music. I typically during dinner, to be 100% completely honest, I turn on my music.
Okay.
And it's a bit loud.
So what kind of music would you listen to?
I have my Pandora station set to a shuffle of, and this might surprise people, Maroon 5.
That doesn't surprise me.
Okay. Well, I never know. Because I'm like, if that doesn't surprise people, how do I really present myself?
But I think that we must have had like some sort of discussion about maybe the Super Bowl or
something like that.
Because for some reason that doesn't surprise me. Yeah.
They were at the Super Bowl, and let me tell you, I loved every minute of it. Maroon 5, Coldplay is my absolute favorite, though.
Okay.
And Imagine Dragons.
Okay. Yep. That fits. That fits for some reason.
Is it okay?
All right. Chocolate, milk, or dark?
Milk, to be honest.
Okay.
I should say dark.
That's everyone who answers milk says something like that. I should say dark.
Because you feel like as an adult, you should like dark chocolate, but it's like, well, I love the taste buds of a child, so.
Oh, that's hilarious. Well, you're not the only one. I have had many other people say milk.
Okay.
So take comfort. Okay, sports or no sports?
Sports.
All right.
100%.
Yeah, you played what? Volleyball?
I played volleyball for 7 years.
Okay. And your knees are feeling the wear.
Yes.
My knees
are feeling the wear.
Okay, live broadcasting. Would you rather broadcast or watch?
I would probably... Other people would probably want me to just watch.
No! That is not true. I love watching yours.
I don't mind being on Instagram Live and Facebook Live. It doesn't bother me. I don't know if it's my gifting, but
no.
I'll do it. So both. Can I say both?
Okay, sure.
Okay.
Okay. What's your favorite movie?
2 Weeks Notice.
Yes. Oh, yes.
That was my husband's and my first date.
Oh, and it's just such a quotable movie. I could just go off right now.
I love 2 Weeks Notice.
Would you like some milk duds? Don't be silly if you're going out. Get a whole box.
Get a whole box.
Yeah. Oh, I love that movie. Yeah. Anything with Sandra Bullock, almost anything with Hugh Grant.
Seriously.
And then the
Agreed.
Combination is just magical.
It is.
Okay. If you were to put yourself on the crunchiness spectrum where 0 is totally not crunchy and 10 is like singing Kumbaya by the fire with your legs unshaven and dreadlocks in your hair, where would you be on the spectrum?
I'm probably a 5.
Okay. That's very respectable.
I'm probably a 5.
Okay. Well, I will take it. Thank you so much, Jen, for coming on the show. It was really fun to get to chat with you today.
Thank you so much for having me. It was so fun. I was so nervous, but I just feel like I'm talking to you. So
right? That's what everybody says. Yeah. That's what everybody says who comes on the show. And I feel like it's my job to just make it feel like we're just chatting. So I'm so glad to hear that. Good. Yes. And we will have all the extra info, like I said, in the notes at the end of the show. So keep listening and I will let you know when Jen and I are going to be hosting that party so you guys can all see the stuff. All right. Well, I will talk to you soon, Jen.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, buddy.
I loved talking with Jen because, you know, I have a passion for how we present ourselves to the world, and accessorizing can be a big part of that. And I loved her encouragement that anybody can learn how to do it, even if you've never done it before. And you have an opportunity this Friday, that's in just a couple of days, to join Jen and I and see just how she does it. We will be hosting live videos on Instagram and Facebook in our Facebook group and on our Facebook page this Friday evening, August 9th, starting right around between 6:15 and 6:30. We cannot wait to meet you guys there, show you the different things, and be able to talk to you about what this process looks like for helping these artisans all over the world to support their families. It's a really amazing, amazing company. I don't normally do this sort of thing. I personally am not going to be selling the jewelry, but I love Jen. I love the mission of Noonday, and I thought it would be really fun for us all to maybe spruce up ourselves for fall and get to support a really great project at the same time. So be sure to be following me at Mackenzie Coppa on Instagram. That's where our first live will be going out that evening. We can't wait to see you there. Plus, I just love talking with you guys on Instagram. It's my favorite place to be. So join us. And of course, come over to the Patreon community because we're having a ton of fun there and doing our big August challenge, patreon.com/cultivatingthelovely. And you guys, we're getting so close to those 500 reviews on iTunes. Just hop over there, leave a really quick 5-star review, you know, say a little something, something about the podcast, what you like about it. It is such a big promotion, especially heading into a new season of the podcast, season 5 in just a couple of weeks. And it just really will help us to get the ball rolling with that new season and have people be able to find the show. So thank you if you have done that. And if you haven't, just hop over there. It'll take you 2 minutes. And I so appreciate it. All right. Until next week, when we are going to be having my good friend Shell Bruzis back on the show. We're doing a little bit of a wrap up to the season. Next week is actually our last show of season 4. We're going to be doing our favorites from summer, and she's going to kind of be asking me some questions. It's just going to be a really fun conversation. And it's also exciting because she is going to be on the podcast a lot more coming on in season 5, which I am super excited about. All right, ladies, until then, go be bold and gracious. Gracious.